don't you hate it when stuff goes wrong? Like when you're doing development and, you know, you just you forgot some little thing, or you typed a URI incorrectly and your service is blowing up, or your proxy's not working or whatever. I hate that. And, you know, so much of the time on Endpoint TV, we talk to you about scenarios where everything is working perfectly. So today, let's talk about what happens when things go wrong and how you can troubleshoot it. Here's what we're going to do. I have here a workflow service. In this case, it's just a workflow service. It's not important for some of this. It could be just a regular WCF service. But I want to show you some interesting things about the workflow service. And this is just the default one you get when you go file new to, you know, WCF workflow service, okay? Nothing changed here. So what I have here is a console app. I've added a service reference to my workflow service. So now in the console app, what I have here is, first of all, we're going to call it successfully. And then we're going to call through a number of scenarios where we pass in the wrong address and see what kind of exceptions we get and the different things with HTTP, TCP, and name pipes, okay? So first of all, let's run it and see what we get. All right, so here's our app is running. Let's run it, and the first time it will call it successfully. So we see here it has called it successfully. That's good. Now the next one, we're going to call it using a bad address using HTTP. And so you can see here the exception message we get with HTTP is a pretty good message. It's, you know, nobody's listening at that address. Love it. That's good. Could also be caused by incorrect SOAP action. And there's more nuances to the kinds of errors you can get out of this, but that's a good start. Then if we call with a bad address with TCP, wouldn't it be great if you got the same error, like, you know, same kind of message? It's close, but it's different enough that it might throw you. So can't connect with NetTCP to this address, and I love it, the target machine actively refused it. It's not just saying no, it's being very active about saying no. Okay, that's cool. Let's see what NamePipes. NamePipes comes back very quickly. Nobody's listening at that address. Okay, so that's kind of cool, and maybe you've seen all of this before, but how do you troubleshoot this? Now, let's assume for a minute that you didn't just instantly know that's the wrong address, like it doesn't say bad address on it, right? How would you figure out that really the thing you're calling is not getting through? Okay, so let's look at a tool that can really help you. It's the Windows Event Log. Now, if you haven't looked at this in a while, you'll see it's changed quite a bit over the years, and it's been vastly improved. Now, if we look here under Application and Services Logs, under Microsoft Windows Application Server-Applications, we'll see a couple of logs here. No events in them right now. In fact, I don't know that I've ever seen events in those, but we can get some really useful troubleshooting event in a dev scenario. So first thing we got to do is right-click on it and say View, Show Analytic and Debug Logs. Okay. Now, a lot of these things have analytic and debug logs, so now we'll see them. And if I look here at these logs, there's nothing in them right now. So let's go and run our app again and see what happens when we do. Okay, so I'm going to push a key here. We'll make our successful call and pause. Now let's go look at the log and see what happened. Now if I look here at the debug log, nothing. Nothing happened because I forgot to enable them. Let's enable the logs. Enable. Enable. Yeah, I meant to do that. Totally. All right, let's restart our debug session. Okay, let's press a key. Successful call was made. We got the response back. Let's look at our logs. Now you see information in both of them. On the debug log, what we're going to see is information from the server side, and particularly a lot of stuff out of the workflow service. All of those tracking events that the workflow service does, we see those right here. So we can see things like when an activity is scheduled, like this one, and we get information about all kinds of cool stuff. So here we see the receive activity scheduled a child activity, right? So you get a whole bunch of information about what's going on. Here's the message that was sent. We see that the in argument request message on activity has been bound with a value, and here is the message. So we see the header, the body, and the content right there. That is pretty cool because it allows us to see what's going on in the service. I love that. Now, on the analytic log, we're going to see information that was happening kind of on the client side. So we can see here we see a client message inspector, the client's executing an action. We see where this message is being sent. It's pretty obvious in our code, but sometimes it's not always obvious. Maybe there's something in the config file that's slightly wrong or something. So you can look through here and see what's going on, the transport sending and receiving messages, the dispatcher invoking, and the operation invoker completed, the duration of the method call. And you get all kinds of cool stuff out of this. And the SOAP action that was associated with which contract and all kinds of great information. That is ideal. Now, you might say, okay, well, what if I want to clear these? Okay, now this kind of threw me at first. But if I say clear here, it says, oh, you can't clear this right now. You have to disable them before they can be cleared. All right, that's good information. In fact, what I found is if you just disable the logs and then you come back and enable them again, you don't have to clear them. Okay, because they kind of clear every time you enable them. All right, so the point is if you want to save those events, like you want to send off a log file to somebody else to look at, save them before you enable it again because it's going to wipe them out when you enable. All right. Let's go back to our app and run the next scenario, which is a bad address with HTTP. Okay, so if we didn't understand what was really going on with this message, let's go back to the logs and see if it can help us. So first of all, if we go here to the analytic log, we see here's before send request, and we get the client is sending, and we can see here the address it's sending to, and then we got nothing. It sent. There was no receive, nothing else that happened. Okay, so that's a clue. And if we look in the debug log, nothing. So our service never saw this. That's good information. And the same things will happen if we do TCP and name pipes, right? So if we come back and look at our analytic log, we get a lot more of the same thing where we send on TCP here, nobody responded. We send on name pipes and nobody responded. This is pretty cool stuff. It's really useful. I probably underutilize this, and it might be really helpful in helping you track down a problem that you're having. So I hope that helps you. We'll see you next time on Endpoint TV.